At the time of her death, Annie was tall and lean, with long curls of butterscotch hair, knobby elbows and shoulders, and skin that reddened around her neck when she was embarrassed. She had flashing eyes of a light olive shade and a soft oval face that coworkers described as pretty once you get to know her. As a nurse, Annie wore blue scrubs and gray running shoes to her job at a nearby hospital. And it was at that hospital where she would leave this world after a dramatic and tragic accident, 1 month shy of her 31st birthday. You might say that is too young to die. But what is too young for a life? As a child, Annie had been spared from death once, in another accident at a place called Ruby Pier, an amusement park by a great gray ocean. Some said her survival was a miracle. So perhaps she was older than she was meant to be. We are gathered here today. If you knew you were about to die, how would you spend your final hours? Annie, who did not know, spent hers getting married. Her fiancé's name was Paolo. He had pale blue eyes, the color of shallow pool water, and a thick mop of raisin black hair. She had met him back in grade school during a game of leapfrog on an asphalt playground. Annie was a new student, shy and withdrawn. As she tucked her head, she repeated to herself, "I wish I could disappear." Then a boy's hands pushed down on her shoulders, and he landed in front of her like a dropped package. "Hi, I'm Paolo," he said, smiling, a forelock falling over his brow. And suddenly, Annie didn't want to go anywhere. "Do you, Annie, take this man?" With 14 hours left to live, Annie took her wedding vows. She and Paolo stood beneath a canopy by a blueberry lake. They had lost touch as teenagers and only recently had reunited. The years between were hard for Annie. She endured bad relationships. She suffered much loss. She came to believe she would never love a man again and certainly never marry. But here they were, Annie and Paolo. They nodded at the pastor. They took each other's hands. Annie wore white and Paolo wore black, and their skin was tanned from hours in the sun. As she turned to face her future husband, Annie glanced at a hot air balloon floating above the sunset. How lovely, she thought. Then she focused in on Paolo's grin as wide as the horizon. There was nervous laughter as he struggled to get the ring on. When Annie held her finger up, everyone yelled, "Congratulations!" 13 hours left to live. They walked down the aisle, arm in arm, a newly married couple with all the time in the world. As Annie brushed away her tears, she saw an old man in the last row, wearing a linen cap and a jut-jawed grin. Annie felt as if she knew him. "Paolo," she whispered, "who is that man?" But someone interrupted, "You look so beautiful," a teenage cousin with braces on her teeth, and Annie smiled and silently mouthed, "Thank you." When she looked back, the old man was gone. 12 hours left. Annie and Paolo took the dance floor beneath strings of white bulbs. Paolo raised an arm and said, "Ready?" And Annie remembered a night in a junior high school gymnasium when she marched up to Paolo and said, "You're the only boy who talks to me, so tell me right now if you will dance with me, yes or no, because otherwise I'm going to go home and watch TV." He'd smiled at her then, as he smiled at her now, and they connected once again like puzzle pieces. A photographer jumped in and yelled, "Look here, happy couple!" And Annie instinctively hid her slightly smaller left hand behind Paolo's back, the hand that still bore scars from the accident more than 20 years ago. "Beautiful," the photographer said.